This Friday night, Remastered returns for another top-notch night of live music.
Two-time Grammy winner and violinist Pinchas Zukerman is performing in the main concert. Then the after-party heads underground into the Treasury Tunnels with multi-instrumentalist and composer Daniel Thorpe performing with artist Heath Dalziel.
Joining us in studio is Kane Maroney, the Audience Development Coordinator for the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra. How's it going, Kane?
Hey, guys. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming
in. It's lovely to have
you on the show. Yeah.
So tell us, what's different about Remastered?
So Remastered is an experience for a 30 and under demographic who, you know, might want a night at the symphony and are looking for something a little bit more than just a concert. So if you've ever kind of been, the idea behind it is that if you're curious about classical music or if, you know, you currently love coming to the orchestra anyway, we've put on an after party afterwards. We provide free drinks and free food at that after party and great entertainment.
Excellent. So has there been any sort of, have there been people who are against this kind of change in the traditional mode of classical music presenting?
No. So essentially the experience firsthand is really about showing, you know, they get that full concert experience. They come in, they have your traditional kind of concert experience. It's a way for them to break that, you know, any fear or any kind of inhibitions they might have had about going to the orchestra. And then afterwards, this is really something that we do, as I said, afterwards. It's a separate kind of after party in a different venue. So it's a really great way. We're seeing some really great results from it and really a fantastic way of connecting young people to the orchestra.
So why do you think people should be connecting with classical music?
Classical music has so many amazing stories to tell. It's such a rich tapestry. And it composers, when they're writing their music, they're writing something that reflects, you know, not only themselves, but the times that they've grown up in or the times that they've lived through. For instance, you know, Shostakovich is a composer who's not featured on this program, but his music is so much about that Stalinist era, Russia. And it expresses something about the human condition. And I think that's what's amazing about classical music is it takes you on these incredible journeys.
And there are some good stories. I think you might know more about how Mozart wrote Requiem. Was he on his deathbed, or was it about someone else dying?
You seen Amadeus?
I have.
Yeah, look, I can't actually verify the fact around that. I don't know. Actually, Mozart is, I should be able to, because cliche it is, like, I've listened to so much, you know, orchestral music, and yet Mozart and Beethoven, they really speak to me. And, like, you know, we're doing Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 3 in this on Friday night with Pinchas, and it's just such sunny kind of music, and that's what I love about Mozart, is the life in it. But yeah, his Requiem, I think the folklore is that he was kind of on his deathbed. I need to do a little bit more research to answer that one for you.
So we're speaking with Kane Maroney about Remastered. I know you've touched on this a little bit, but how has classical music remained timeless?
Yeah, look, I think it's one of those things, and I think it's testament to the fact that orchestras are still doing what they do, you know. Like I said, it's this time the composers are writing something that reflects the human condition, and I think it's a universal language. It really speaks to anyone and everyone, and if you delve into those stories and get to know more, those stories that are in there are very relevant to today. You know, we look at the world that we live in and all the crazy things that are happening, and we can find solace in the fact that we're not alone, or the fact that people have been through this before, and they've expressed it, and there's a way of connecting with it through music.
That's something I've always wanted to understand more, is how certain notes can give feelings. So how, because as you mentioned, you know, it expresses the human condition, but it's only through sound. Is that just that we're, like, conditioned to understand certain note, like to associate certain sounds with certain feelings, or do they inherently kind of have them attached to them?
I would say in if we talk in a compositional style, so you've got the kind of the major scale, which you would associate with sunny happiness, and then you've got the minor scale and, like, diminished scales and whatnot, which fall into more of that category of your expressing sadness or expressing those kinds of emotions. And composers are very clever in using those different tonalities to, you know, bring out emotions.
Right.
Okay. And you've brought something in for us to play, is that correct?
I have indeed. So this Friday night at the concert, Pinker Zukerman is not only performing, but he's also conducting. And on the program is Dvorak's Symphony No. 8. So Dvorak was a Czech composer. This was written, the Symphony No. 8 was premiered by him in Prague in 1890, I do believe it was, after he was appointed to the Bohemian Academy of Science, Literature and Art. So it was a really great occasion for him. And he wrote this wonderful symphony, which I think out of Dvorak's kind of canon of symphonies, he wrote 9 symphonies. His famous, most famous, of course, would be his Symphony No. 9 from the New World. But this one finishes, so the final movement of this one is a really great, sunny, uplifting, powerful kind of romp. So I like to think of this as when I'm listening to this, I've got, so where I start it for you is there's going to be kind of a little bit of a lead up and then it really kind of lets go. And I think of, you know, at the horse races when they're loading the horses into the gate, right, get ready, then bam. And I also used to be a flute player and there's this really beautiful flute solo that you'll hear in here. So
awesome. Well, thanks very much for bringing it in. Yeah, let's have a listen. You listen to Radio Adelaide Breakfast. We're here with Kane Moroney, who's introducing Remastered this Friday night. Dvorak's Symphony No. 8, that's the final movement.
Isn't it amazing what classical music does to you? I was just saying while we were listening that whenever I listen to classical music whilst driving, everything just looks so beautiful, like trees swaying in the wind, and everything just has this like weird, like surreal feel.
It's how I like to actually listen to my music is I ride my bike to work every day and I leave the house, I put on something that's nice and uplifting for the morning, and then as I'm riding through the parklands to work, like you were saying, it's such an uplifting and everything just, the sun's bright.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, something very special happening there. So now tickets for this Friday night's Remastered in Nature's Realm concert includes access to an after party down in the Treasury Tunnels. Can you tell us what's happening down there, Kane?
Yeah, so at the after party this time, we're really fortunate to have an amazing young local composer, performer, Dan Thorpe, performing alongside a liquid light artist by the name of Heath Dalziel.
Liquid light.
Yeah, I actually was super fortunate to be able to go along on the weekend. They were doing a rehearsal at Heath's place in his back shed. And yeah, it's amazing to watch him work. He's got a series of projectors set up and then a bowl, a number of bowls, and he drops dyes and oils and things in, and the light catches it and it projects it up onto the wall. Cool. But it creates this really amorphous, these really beautiful shapes. So he and Dan are kind of working together to kind of, you know, tell a story with the liquid light and Dan's music. Yeah.
Wow. That sounds so cool.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
So Zuckerman has had a long and successful career. What can we look forward to hearing from him this week?
So not only is he performing, as I said earlier, he's actually conducting this concert as well. So the concert opens, I would say this concert's a really great journey from that kind of slower introduction. We've got some really beautiful works for cello and orchestra beginning. So Amanda Forsyth, the cellist, is going to be performing those. We've got Elgar's Sospiri and Dvorak's Waldesruh, both of them really beautiful, slow, lovely works in their own right. They're only short. And then after that, Pinchas Zukerman takes to the stage as director of the orchestra and soloist, and he's going to be performing Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 3, a really sunny, uplifting work. Like I said earlier, I love Mozart for that reason. And then yeah, this repertoire, though, this Mozart and that kind of classical era is really where Pinchas Zukerman shines. He's done over 100 recordings of, you know, this kind of repertoire. And out of that, he's won 2 Grammys and had 21 nominations. So
wow.
He's a really, yeah, incredible artist.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a great time. Thanks very much for coming on the show, Kane.
Nah, thanks so much for having me. It was a total pleasure, guys.
Kane Maroney. Now you can go see Remastered in Nature's Realm live this Friday night. Head to aso.com.au/remastered for tickets and more info.